We are Cave on Campus today. The show being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lunaway Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. Just after 7:10 here at Sand Creek High School in the lobby area again. I think I was here a couple of years ago. We have a guest. We might have a second guest. Walked in the building a little early, right, for school, but we appreciate that. Could you let our listeners know your name and what sport you do this fall?
My name is Ava Brighton. I'm a senior at Sand Creek, and I am on the equestrian team.
Ava? All right. Well, in talking with your athletic director, I've heard very good things about equestrian. I know you are the Aggies, but you ride horses quite well. Is the season done, or do you still have states coming up?
We just completed states a couple weeks ago.
Okay, and how'd you do?
We didn't place exactly how we wanted to, but we went and we had fun. One of my teammates, Lindsay Justice, she had the fastest barrel time out of all divisions, all people there. So we had some great Aggie accomplishments.
So that'd be a state champion, right?
Yeah, she's a state champion.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so how many other events do you do in equestrian?
We have around, 25 or some. We have kids doing all sorts of different events. We have speed events, English, Western, jumping, saddle seat, showmanship. So we have a wide variety of different events that we can place our teammates in that they do well at. So.
25 different events, and it sounds like some are obviously speed.
Yeah.
Some are elegance, right? Not only the rider, but the horse, too.
Yeah.
Do you do a mix of both, or what kind of events do you like to do?
At the beginning of the season, I did jumping, and then towards the end of the season, I just did speed because one of my horses had an injury that I couldn't jump, so I was just doing the speed events.
When I talk with the college equestrian kids, they get to, they don't get to use their horse. They kind of do a random draw. Is it like that in high school, or do you have a horse and you do those events with your horse?
Yeah, so at high school equestrian team, we bring our own horses. You can have one to two horses. You can either have one horse and have a backup horse and not bring that horse, or you can bring both horses and compete with both of the horses.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't have your four-legged friend here.
No.
Or your backup.
No.
If you have a backup. Could you talk a little bit about your number one horse, really, and little bit about him or her?
I actually just started working with this horse 3 months ago before equestrian team. She's only four, but we've had her since she was a baby. Her name is Reba. She was actually my little sister's horse, and then after my horse had an injury and ultimately passed away, I started working with this horse. She's a little stubborn, but so for her first year doing it, she did extremely well, and I'm very proud of her.
And you did, again, what events with her?
I did barrels, flags, speed and action, and then two-man.
Okay, I get the barrel thing, go around.
Yep.
And, come around the other way and then do the opposite thing coming back. What's the flag event? What is that?
So the flags, it's set up just like the cloverleaf pattern. Besides, you're not actually going around the barrels. You're staying on the outside. You pick up like a stick with a flag on it, and then you run around the barrels, and you try to put the flag back in another bucket.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This might be a dumb question, but where do you practice? Do you have space at your house or farm or what?
All of our team members are either at a barn where they board the horses or they lease horses, and then me and my friend Lindsay, we have our horses at our own house, and we have our own arenas to practice in.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah
It sounds like you have a decent sized team here at Sand Creek.
Well, actually, previous years we had a bunch of people. We were A, then B, then this year we're C. We only had five people on the team this year, but everybody did their best, and I think we did pretty well without a big team. So
You're not a big school.
Five
can work, obviously, and you saw some success. You said you're a senior. What other grades were your teammates in?
We had one sophomore, and then we had two juniors.
So some coming back for next year.
Yeah, I think all three of them are coming back.
Good. Who's your coach?
We have a lot of coaches, but our main coach is Dina Covey.
Is she a teacher here or
no.
Volunteers?
She volunteers. Her girls used to be on the equestrian team.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. How long have you been riding?
I've been riding for about 10 years now, and I've been on the equestrian team all 4 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can I assume you have a state title by this time, or not
we
quite?
We did not. The closest we've ever gotten was third place.
As a team?
As a team,
yeah. What about you?
One time, I think it was 3 years ago, I was state champ jumper with my pony.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the jumping, mm-hmm. is it obviously there's a course. It's not like excuse me, I got to sneeze. Is it? It's a course.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like you're doing pole vaulting for like a track and field thing.
Yeah.
So is it more speed or more making sure you get over those hurdles?
Mostly making sure you get over them. You obviously want some speed control, and you just want to make it look pretty overall. So.
Speaking of look pretty, do you do any of those kind of events where it's English saddle or one of the other many events you talked about? Or
yeah.
You just focus on...
So in previous years, I've done English saddle seat. I don't believe... I've done some ranch. I've never done Western. But yeah, throughout the whole entire... All the seasons that we've done, I've done multiple events with a bunch of different horses. So I've had a lot of variety in the equestrian team. And I'm glad that this year, though, I got to focus on what I do best.
Well, very good. Mm-hmm. And being a senior, I have to ask, I know it's the fall. Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans for post-graduation?
Like for horses or like
job-wise? Both. If you're thinking horses are involved, then yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll always have my horses with me, and I'll always be barrel racing, and not necessarily the speed events, but I really like barrels and I like doing poles and stuff. But for my future, I'm not really planning on college right now, but I'm looking into being a florist and doing floral design, so going to get some certificates in that and just getting some experience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What opportunities after high school that aren't college, is there like a league or something you compete in to keep racing?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different like organizations that will host barrel races at different properties, so... like there's the NBHA, National Barrel Horse Association, that we do, and they just go from different fairgrounds to another, and you can collect points, and then at the end of the year you can get prizes, and you can also win money at these events too. And I can be participate in them now, but I can also participate in them in the future too.
Okay. You can't, there's no like age out?
No,
in that?
No, they have age divisions, so you're with your group of kids, and then when you're adult, you're obviously just with all the other adults, mm-hmm. so it's fair.
And you have obviously opportunities. Sounds like you have a barn and a couple mm-hmm. horses to keep going.
A lot
after
more
it.
Than a couple.
A lot more. How many?
we have 8 horses and 4 minis at our barn. Not all of them are ours. I think we own 6 of them, and then 2 of them are just there for...
4 minis?
Yeah. They're like little ponies.
Like,
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. You obviously can't
like,
ride them, but...
I know. Well, do you take them places? And
no, these ones we just use for our summer camps, and we can also jump them, do liberty, all those fun things.
How do you jump a mini horse? Do you lead it around with a leash or put
yeah.
a little kid on it? I don't know.
You just... kind of run them over the jump.
Okay.
And then,
well,
then
they do
and
it.
Go.
Yeah, yeah, begrudgingly sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of the same with dogs, where the smaller they are, the more attitude they have. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
for sure. Everybody's like, I want to get my kid a pony. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, very, very nice talking to you. Thanks for coming to school early.
Yeah,
I don't know
no
when
problem.
You start, but thanks for coming in. It was Avery, right?
Ava.
Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Close. Well, congrats on the season here in the
Thank
fall.
You.
Are you doing any other sports here in your senior year?
No, horses don't really leave a lot of time for other sports.
Okay. Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We have more show to do. We're going to talk with more Creekers here today.
Mm-hmm.
Cave on Campus being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee. Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more sports talk on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. It is Cave on Campus today. We are out here at Sand Creek. The show being sponsored this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. And here we go, ladies. You're introducing yourself live on the air, so could you tell our listeners who you are, what grade you're in, and what sport we're talking about today? We'll go with the young lady with the headset on.
I'm Kayla Mazaris. I'm a senior, and we're going to talk about volleyball.
Ooh, volleyball. All right. So we have Kayla and...
I'm Lily Hawkins. I'm also a senior, so...
On the volleyball squad.
Yep.
All right. So I've had some updates from your coach through email. So kind of keeping track of you ladies and how the season's gone. As is with any season, kind of ups and downs. We're getting closer to the end, though, than the beginning. Kayla, how would you say the season's gone for the Aggies?
I think it definitely started off very promising. And then, of course, along the way, we had some losses that we weren't expecting, but I think we're starting to bring it back at the end of the season and working more as a team than we were before.
Well, that's good. Speaking of the team, two seniors with me. How many are on the squad total, roughly?
Like seniors or all together?
All together.
We have 12, and we have four seniors. So
that's a pretty good squad.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah.
So you can have a full practice if everyone's healthy, right?
It's nice in practice to scrimmage, definitely.
Yes. Is that between JV and varsity, or you just have a varsity team?
Just varsity is 12.
And do you have a JV team?
We do have a JV team.
My goodness.
I think they're roughly around 12, too.
I think 13, maybe?
13.
Okay. We'll stick with Lily. You're a senior. Have you been playing volleyball all 4 years here? And do you remember when you started playing?
I've been playing volleyball 4 years here. I briefly remember I was definitely young. I've been playing a long time.
As long as you can remember,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Kayla, same question.
I think I started in like fourth grade, and then I've been doing it ever since.
Gotta ask now, what position on the court do you play? We'll go with Kayla first.
I play libero.
Okay. Back line.
Yep.
Specialist. You get to wear the uniform that's different than your teammates.
Yes,
they do that in high school?
Yep.
Okay. For people that don't know, what is a libero?
A libero is a defensive specialist, but they get to go in for two sub-rotations rather than one, which normal TSs get to go to. So it's pretty cool to be out there a lot more. And they basically run that back row, and it's really exciting.
So when you say rotation, how do those go in game where you get to be in more often than maybe your teammates do?
Well, for like other DSs, they go in for one front row person. So when a front row person goes back row, then the DS will sub in for them.
Okay.
For my position, I go in for two players instead of one.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So you spend no time around the net?
Nope.
Not interested.
No, I'm way too short for that.
All right, Lily, what position do you play?
I'm a setter, so I usually play all the way. I play setter like when I'm back row, and then front row, I play right side. Hitter.
Okay. So setter, generally in the middle. Up front? Or in your offense, do you move around?
I move around a lot, I'd say. Like, if I'm a setter, I play defense back row. But then if I don't get the first ball, then I get the second ball. And then I just basically feed all my hitters so they can score for us.
So your hitters aren't here.
Could
you talk about who those are? Generally, whoever wants to take the lead on that, Lily does.
Yeah. We got a couple hitters. We have our other two seniors are hitters, Emma and Taylor. And then we have two middles and then another junior hitter. But they're awesome. They're just funny. They're they really do the best they can, and they swing hard, and I know they are the best they can for us, and they do score a lot of points for us. So
when I'm watching maybe a college game volleyball, those young ladies are able to get above the net when they hit. Is the high school net the same as a college net, or do you think it's a little bit lower?
I believe it's the same height.
I believe it's the same, yeah. Okay. You got some height on the outside, so those hitters can or they just jump. I feel like volleyball players have crazy vertical.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah,
I'd say our two middles are the tallest on our team, for sure, our middle hitters. Our outsides are a little bit shorter, but they can get up there for sure.
Yes. So, Kayla, the Tri-County Conference, obviously teams people know. You got Lenawee Christian, you have Morenci, you have Britton Deerfield, Summerfield, Erie Mason. Mm-hmm. Am I missing one?
Whiteford.
Whiteford. Oh, they're in the TCC for volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some pretty good teams around the area.
Oh, yeah, for
so,
sure.
How did league play go for you, or do you have more coming up?
We have one more league match next Tuesday.
Okay, is that here or?
It's at LCS.
Oh, at LCS. Yes. Well, not too bad.
Nope.
Like 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played them before this season?
Yes, we have.
Okay, so you play each team twice generally?
Yep.
Boy, that's a good team over there.
They're very good. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
And that's going to prepare you hopefully for postseason. Do you know, Lily, do you know who you're playing?
We're not sure who we play for districts yet, but we have like our, like,
you know who's in the district,
who's in the
right?
district, yeah, but we
okay.
don't know exactly who we play yet.
Could you talk about your coach a little bit? Who she is, how long she's been with you, ladies?
Yeah, so Coach Taylor, she's great. We had our JV season, so freshman and sophomore year, and then when we came up to varsity our junior year, we had a different coach, but she resigned, and now we have Coach Taylor again this year. So she's definitely stuck it out with us, and she's been our travel coach too for a different league. So we've known her for a long time, and she's definitely been with us for a while.
When does travel volleyball happen? Does that happen in the winter, spring, summer?
They have a winter season and a spring season.
Okay. So first year for Coach Taylor on varsity.
Yep.
So you've kind of had to help her out a little bit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
like,
definitely.
Here's what it's all about. Yeah, here's what we do. Again, talking with Kayla and Lily with the Sand Creek volleyball team. Are you done with home matches?
Yep.
You're all done.
All done.
You had your senior day already.
Yeah, we did.
How was that? That's got to be pretty special.
It was so sad. I cried.
I don't blame you.
It was very sad. It's bittersweet, you know.
Yeah.
It's
a nice night.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, like our juniors got us gift baskets, and they read little speeches about us. So.
Oh well, they do that kind of stuff, and you can't not shed a tear or two.
Exactly.
For sure.
No. And with you being seniors, I know you have another about half a year to go here at Sand Creek. Do you know what you're thinking about doing after graduation? Kayla wants to go.
I'm planning on going to Washtenaw Community College to get an associate's degree to become a physical therapist assistant.
Oh, wow. That's very good. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's got that planned out, but I don't know what college I want to go to yet, but I know I'm pretty certain I want to get my master's degree to become a speech-language pathologist. So.
Whoa. So you know what you're doing. You just got to figure out where.
Yep.
You have schools in mind. Obviously, you're getting a bunch of letters in the mail.
Yes.
Do they still do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Back in my day, I'm like, geez, there's a lot of letters. But I know it's all digital and emails and all that kind of stuff. Well, best of luck finishing up your regular season and for districts. And hope for continued success. Do you ladies play other sports here at the Creek?
I play softball, and we both are in cheerleading right now.
Oh, so you'll be – wait. Yeah, you'll be out at the field tonight?
Yes.
Leading the cheers.
Yep. And I also do track.
Okay, so you do spring sports.
Yes.
And then you're doing volleyball Are you going to do volleyball in the winter, you think?
Probably
maybe?
Not. I don't
probably
think so.
Probably not. All right. Well, Elise, it was nice talking to you. Thanks for coming in a little bit early to school. I know it's a Friday, and here you are, but it was nice talking to you both.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, you're listening to Kayla and Lily, a couple of seniors for the Sand Creek volleyball squad. They're going to be up in Adrian on Tuesday, taking on Lenawee Christian. Cave on Campus program sponsored by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more sports talk. I'm Ian Wendt here at The Creek on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. We are out here at Sand Creek Community Schools this morning. The Cave on Campus being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. You can go ahead and slam that door. Go back and slam it shut. Oh, no, he doesn't want to. These microphones are good. They don't pick up that kind of stuff. We are talking Sand Creek football here this morning, our Cave game of the week tonight. And just across the street here at Sand Creek Stadium, we have a couple football players and the football coach, Derek Hewitt, joining us here on the show. And well, there's no way to escape it. You are 0-6 in games you've played.
Yep.
You've had to forfeit a couple. So we talked during the break. I mean, injuries happen in football. And when you have kind of a smaller roster as is, you can't afford to lose many guys. I know the team's playing hard and doing all the right things. Can you kind of give us a walkthrough of your 8 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we knew going in, and we had let our board and superintendent know that was a possibility just with our numbers. And, yeah, and unfortunately, we've had some major injuries. You know, sometimes, you play hurt, but, you know, we've had some major injuries, three major knee injuries, some major ankle injuries, And so we did have to forfeit a couple of games, but these guys have been great. What a great young group of men, and they have battled continuously. No matter the score, these guys have fought all the way right to the bitter end, and I can't say enough about them, and was happy that we're going to be able to give these seniors, two of them which are here today, an opportunity to play seven games when going in they weren't sure they were going to have a season. So nice to be able to finish tonight, senior night here at home.
Yeah, wait till the end for senior night. Kind of makes sense, kind of fitting. You get to play this crossover game at home. Obviously you've been a coach in the district for quite some time.
Absolutely.
First year with the football team in this capacity, head coach. I know the wins haven't come yet, but what's it been like being the guy on the sideline for a Friday night with Sand Creek?
It's fun. I love working with young people and watching them get better. And this team has definitely improved throughout the year. The wins haven't come yet, but we feel that we're on the right path. Just changing the mentality of who we are and the fact that we're going to be gritty and we're going to be tough. And, everything that we've asked these guys to do, they've done it without question. And that's all you can ask. So
I haven't had the opportunity to watch you. I probably will tonight on Lenawee TV. Mm-hmm. I'll be streaming the game over there online. Are you running sort of typical Sand Creek stuff where it's, tight to the line of scrimmage, run the ball a bunch, or what have you tried to do this year?
We've kind of spread it out a little bit.
Okay.
2x2, 3x1. We're running a lot of option, dive option, read option, jet option, and we've thrown the ball. We've opened it up a little bit and had some success with that as well. So, all good things that. I would love to give these guys an undefeated season, but right. Here we are, and we're going for that big win tonight. And we think, like I said, we are on the right path with what we got going on. Anytime you get a new offense, right, it's a learning curve for those guys and we as coaches. And I think we've gotten better throughout the season, and, we scored 32 points last week. So, we're not one-dimensional. We can run the ball, but, you know, if you're going to load the box, we're going to throw the ball against you as well.
It's senior night tonight. Mm-hmm. How many are you honoring?
We have five seniors that we're going to honor tonight. So Braden Ruff, Christian Maxson, Tommy Shanks, Dominic Elizardo, and Wyatt Fox.
Well, if you're graduating five, you'd like to think maybe next year numbers could be up a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping, you know, if kids come back and what our eighth grade mm-hmm. numbers were, that we'll be in the 50s next year. And
okay.
So, yeah, again, that's a great thing to have. And
right.
That hopefully we don't have to do what we've had to do, you know, a couple times this year.
Yeah, it's about building a program.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
So your opponent tonight, Comstock, not one of our coworkers' last names. It is a high school. They're coming down here to play here tonight. They're also looking for win number one.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have two hungry teams, and that's the cool thing about these crossovers between a couple different conferences to end the season. I know the Cascades does it, and this is the Big Eight in the Southwest 10.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets games like this where it means something, whether you know, you're up at the top and you're battling for playoff positioning or if you're at the bottom and it's like, hey,
right,
someone's going to come out and get a win, and you know, you have an opportunity at home to get that.
Absolutely. And they're, you know, they're not a bad team. We've watched them on film. They've got some athletes. They got some guys that you know, you let them get in space, you know, they're going to cause you some issues. So full house team, but they've kind of opened it up a little bit the last few weeks, so we really don't know what we're going to get offensively from them. Defensively, we've got a pretty good idea what they're going to do and where we think we can attack them.
All right. Good stuff, Coach. As always, it's nice talking to you. And
well, thank you, Ian. Again, thanks for the cave and everything you do for county sports.
And once again, kickoff will be at 7 o'clock tonight, pregame 6:45, with Jeff Bowman and Fred Smith. We were talking with Sand Creek head coach Derek Hewitt. And now it's time to talk about a couple of guys that Coach has been highlighting. We have Christian sitting across from me wearing number 55. That's right. Tell us your grade and what positions you're playing on the football team.
I'm 12th grade, so I'm a senior, and I'm an offensive guard and linebacker.
And I've been told you had to take on one of those obligations this season.
Yeah, I was originally on the D-line, but due to some injuries, they ended up moving me back to linebacker. So,
I've asked many student athletes this that play both sides of the ball. Which one do you like more? Normally, it's the defensive side because you get to hit people. I've had a couple of people say offensive. Do you kind of have a preference between the two? Don't think about your coach sitting 3 feet away from you.
I prefer defense. I mean, it's a lot simpler in terms of your goal. You get to just try to get that ball carrier instead of having to block some guy in front of you or whatever. It's just a lot simpler and easy to focus on.
You pretty much have one or two reads per play, right?
You know,
like, hey, if this guy goes here, that's pretty sure we're going that way and hit someone hard, right? Being a senior, I know you have other sports here at Sand Creek. What else do you do besides football?
Besides football, I bowl in the winter, and I run track in the spring.
You stay very busy. Do you have plans post-grad?
Looking at college, not sure for what yet. Most likely in the engineering field. But I haven't really thought that far ahead right now.
Okay. Hey, I don't blame you. I had a vague idea. I said, I know I want to go to college. I'll figure out where, and then I had general idea. I'll tell you, it wasn't doing this when I was in high school, so keep your options open. Christian, the season, obviously record not what you wanted. You did have to forfeit a couple games, but an opportunity tonight to get a win on the season and kind of usher out your senior class. Just Friday nights here, I have called a couple games here at Sand Creek. It's quite special. What's it like to play over at that field?
It's amazing. It's honestly my favorite thing to do. I don't think I've ever experienced anything quite like it. Just the amount of encouragement you're getting from the sideline and that feeling that you just feel the energy and excitement radiating off them as you're on the field. And whenever there's a big play, you just hear it. Like, that's just unparalleled with anything I've ever done.
It's the Friday Night Lights feel. Like, this is what small town, not even town football is all about. I mean, Sand Creek's got a stop sign, and I think it's got a blinking light. Is there a blinking light there? No, just stop sign. I mean, it's about as good as it gets. Well, Christian, best of luck tonight, and moving forward with the rest of your sports.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And one more Creeker guest, 74, Braden. Could you tell us your grade and positions you play?
So I'm a senior this year also, and I'm an offensive tackle. Usually I play defensive end, but not tonight because of some injuries I have.
Just going to hang out on the offensive line. We'll hit this quick. What other sports you play at Sand Creek?
So I just do football, and then in the spring I throw for track.
Simple enough.
Yep.
I mean, you throw people around on the football field, and then you throw. What do you throw, disc or shot put?
Both of them.
Both. Might as well, right? You're there. Throw them both. Could you talk about Friday nights at Sand Creek and kind of the significance of Friday nights here?
Like touching on what Christian said, it's just amazing. It's something I really enjoy and I look forward to all year. Happy to be able to do it my senior year. We weren't sure if we were going to have a team, so that's something that's really special to all of us. And I think that's the whole team, not just me. We all enjoy it very much.
Yeah, very well said. Good luck tonight to the both of you and to Coach. Kickoff at 7 against Comstock. Pregame at 6:45 right here on the Cave. Braden, Christian, and Coach Hewitt, thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Cave on Campus this morning being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We'll be back talking college football. Top 25 matchup at Docking Stadium tomorrow as Adrian College hosting Hope College. We'll have Adrian College head coach Joe Palka right here on The Cave in just a moment. I'm Ian Wendt, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Cave on Campus this morning at Sand Creek. It's our final Cave on Campus, and it's our final interviews.
Yeah,
for the year Cave on Campus, I can start sleeping in on Fridays a little bit more.
Whoa. You still got a show to do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We are out here at Sand Creek. Sun welcoming us here in the lobby. It's time to talk some cross country. I have three runners with me. We'll kind of go down the line and introduce yourself. First, last name, and what grade you're in.
Hi, I'm Tori Williams. I'm a senior.
I'm Peyton Steinke, and I'm also a senior.
I'm Nicholas Traim, and I'm also a senior.
All right. See, you guys talked way too fast. I didn't get a chance to write down. So I got Nicholas, and I got
Peyton.
Peyton, and then
Tori.
See, I'm a little slow today. On the writing. All right, cross country season not done yet. Our regionals are today.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Peyton, where are those being run for you guys?
Ellis Sharp Park.
Okay. Been there before?
Yes. This will be our fourth year running there.
So kind of familiar with the course.
Yep.
Okay. Nicholas, you have the microphone near you. You know, talking with your coach off air. You're all seniors. If you've been running all 4 years at Sand Creek, or kind of what's your career been like in the running world?
I've been running with Sand Creek since I was in sixth grade, and then obviously all through high school. So, I don't know. My goal this year is to go and get on our top 10 board at regionals today. So, that's what I'm going for.
Okay. Is that the state cut to get there, or what do you need to do to get states?
I think the state cut is low 17 minutes, but the board is a 17:47. So,
okay, when you say, can you clue me in on what the board is?
The board is the top 10 runners of everybody that's ever run in Sand Creek.
Oh, you're talking to school, the school board. Okay, yeah. What do you need to break that?
17:47.
All right, we'll be keeping track of that. And hey, if you just decide to have a career day, you'll just keep on running. How's the season gone for you thus far?
I've ran within a few seconds of the record once, and then other than that, I've ran mid-18 so far, so it's been going all right.
Okay. Obviously, you get to race in some TCC matches and the county meet as well. Have those gone okay for you and for the team?
I would say for me personally, it's been pretty average competition, like performance. But for the team, we can't. Our competition is really hard because a school a lot bigger than us is in our conference.
Sure.
But as a team, I would say we performed pretty well this year.
Okay, well, very good. Peyton, speaking of the Sand Creek team, how many roughly are running girls and boys?
I think we have about 9 girls running on the team, and then there's like 12 boys, 14 boys on the team.
So that's more than enough to score, right?
Yes.
Each meet, because I know there are a couple teams around that just don't have the runners, and you guys are fortunate enough to. There's high participation in athletics here. I guess I didn't realize that. I talked to volleyball. They have a full JV, full varsity, and football, obviously, 11 player, and cross country, too. You guys are multi-sport athletes, too. Go over to Tori, who now has the microphone. We're kind of doing a pass-through here. How's the season gone for you?
It's been okay. Definitely not my best season. I think my freshman year was definitely probably my best, but today I guess we're just going to go and give it all we got and hopefully do good. So,
I like it. Peyton, same for you. Season, running okay?
Yeah, it's been going okay. We've been dealing with a lot of injuries, especially on the girls' side of the team, and we just kind of been doing the best we could this season.
I don't know if you can tell, I didn't run cross country. I still don't run cross country. I probably should. I'd be a lot healthier. How do you train besides just running? Is there another side to cross country that I don't know about?
It's mainly just running and like the type of workouts we run. We do a lot of speed workouts and endurance workouts to help us translate it to a 5K. It just kind of depends. It's mainly just a lot of running.
Okay, well, you're not selling it for me. Just a lot of running. Okay. Speaking of that running, where do you practice? Where do you train on a typical day, Tori?
Usually just around like the school. Like we'll have like 800 repeat workouts. We'll run hills and like stuff like that to like gradually get faster, and just around the school areas mainly.
Okay. Where else? You can talk, Peyton. That's okay.
We also do some runs, especially like our long runs. Like we had one this past week. We did a 7-mile run. We ran it out on the roads. So the coaches dropped us off on Gorman, and we ran back to the school too. So.
Okay. The races are on grass.
Yes.
Do you try to train on grass as much as you can?
We do a little bit of both.
Okay. This might be my dumbest question of the whole fall. Do you guys run with cleats? Or some
like
kind of
spikes.
Special track shoes?
Usually
or
in races,
cross-country
yeah.
shoes?
In races, okay. We'll run with, like, spikes. It's, like, optional, but during practice, it's recommended not to, but
okay.
Races for sure.
I don't know why I never thought that. I mean, I'd slide all over the place in my tennis shoes, but I guess there are specific running shoes. All right, you guys are all seniors. I have to ask, what's up next for you maybe athletically here at the Creek, and then maybe next year plans? We'll go with Tori first.
Just like all the sports I'm doing, or
sure, yeah.
So I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna do wrestling and basketball for winter, and then track. And my goal is to go to college for track, so I'm hoping I do good for my senior season. But I guess we'll see.
Normally, I bring my Adrian College mug, and then I would turn it towards you and try to influence you to go to my alma mater. But boy, it sounds like you're gonna be busy for the next few months, though, before you even think about the next level.
Yeah.
Peyton, same for you. Any other sports?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing basketball in the winter and then track in the spring, and I'm hopefully either want to run or do basketball in college.
Okay. Just pretend this is a bulldog. I'll turn that toward you. And then Nicholas, same questions.
I wrestle in the winter, and I run track in the spring, and hopefully going to college for wrestling.
I'll do the same for you. Just a little shameless plug. I know that's a wildcat on there, but pretend it's a bulldog. I went with green today for my coffee mug, kind of fitting. Well, best of luck today over at regionals. Hopefully the Creek can send some runners to states, and thank you all for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, once again, that was Tori Peyton and Nicholas, cross-country runners here at Sand Creek, a multi-sport athletes as well. Thanks to everybody out here at Sand Creek for being welcoming for me today. They're going to bring in the cave tonight as well for the football game, 6:45 pregame and kickoff at 7. Sand Creek is hosting Comstock here tonight. The Creek looking for win number 1 on the season. Cave on Campus sponsors, Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews.